Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you, Byron. Appreciate you getting us up to date on everything going on in sports. It is time for your 5 at 5, brought to you by Wave Soda. You guys got to try Wave Soda. Really simple, bubbly water. Splash of real juice. Little bit of caffeine. Unsweetened. No stevia or artificial sweeteners. Got a really clean finish. Only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. You can order it right now. Go to wavesoda.com, get 15% off with either of our names at checkout, Grant or Danny. That's 15% off at wavesoda.com. Number one in our 5 at 5, we had Josiah Gray on the show earlier today. He was the big story in D.C. sports yesterday. Came over from the Dodgers as one of the centerpieces in the Turner-Scherzer deal, and he made his debut, 5 innings, 1 run. We were talking to him about his first game, and he said he needed a little bit of help in the ballpark finding the clock from the coaching staff.
Yeah, everything was great. Uniform felt great. The park's great. Just trying to recognize where everything is at. You know, one time when I was throwing, I didn't know where the clock was. So I had to motion to my pitching coach to tell me where the clock was, just so I know I can stay on time with everything I was doing. So that's been great. Clubhouse has been great. So I'm really liking it here, and I'm really excited to be a part of this organization because of the opportunity that they're providing.
That's the thing we underestimate, I think, sometimes when these guys get traded. So it's like, you know, you turn on the TV, I'm in my same place. I'm just on my couch. I got a spot that I sit, I got my drink, and I got the remotes in a certain area, and I got my phone holstered so I can use it if I want to. These guys are moving across the country. Where do you live? You don't know where any of the roads go. You have no clue what's what and what's where, what time I need to leave to get to the ballpark, and you know where to do your normal routine, your sort of your daily things. He's been all over the country, frankly, playing baseball at this point. And despite all that, comes out in his Nats debut and looked really good. Now you start to dream a little bit of what he might be in a year or 2 years, could be part of this rotation, significant part of this rotation.
Yeah, if he's a mid-rotation guy, like a third starter, that's really
that's
good.
That's great.
But there is some upside, and potentially he could be better than that. Didn't have great feel last night, it didn't seem like, for his breaking ball in that particular start. And we talked to one evaluator yesterday on the show who said he's going to have to continue to hone and work on the changeup. Fastball's 95. He gets swings and misses with the slider, with the curveball. He's got a chance to be an outstanding pitcher for this team for a long time. I don't want to turn the page completely on the trade without updating when we hear things about Trey Turner, Max Scherzer. And so number two in our 5 at 5 will deal with Trey Turner. John Heyman has a report about Turner and the last offer that the Nationals made to him. Now, Heyman's an Odyssey baseball insider for us here at our company. I'm interested in this. He says, I'll just read his tweet. The Nats' last offer to Trey Turner was 6 years and about $100 million in March 2020. So that's right before or I guess after, actually, right after the shutdown for the pandemic, last year, before the opener, the Nats, according to Heyman, offered Turner 6 years and $100 million. Nats people suggested publicly and privately they planned to make another offer last spring, but ultimately did not do so. Since the start of 2020 season, he's second in WAR in all of Major League Baseball to Fernando Tatis Jr. If that's really the offer for Trey Turner, who tied the record for cycles already in his short time in Washington, that's a preposterously low offer.
The 1-1. Swinging a line drive to right toward the corner. Chasing Margot. He can't get it. It's one hop off the fence. Turner racing for second. He's going for three. The relay throw for Brasso. The head first dive. He is safe. And Turner is hit for the cycle on his birthday.
He's a star. He's one of the best players in baseball. Doesn't get the attention he deserves for a million reasons, as he's really broken out and come into his own to be one of the best players in the sport. It's been during this weird COVID year and the Nats being well below 500, you know, barely relevant in a division race. And he's not, you know, gregarious. He's not pimping his bat and you know, strutting down first base because he hit a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning. But that guy's excellent. And if that's truly what the offer was, according to what John Heyman said, 6 for $100, this was before the explosion of the Lindor deal and Tatis and otherwise. That's still not close to what it needed to be. And if they didn't go back and try harder and let him say no, then we've got an issue that we need to discuss.
The Lindor contract, Lindor is not as good as Trey Turner is at this point. He's just not. 10 years and $341 million. He's older than Trey Turner. But 10 years and $341 million for, I guess he's not, I shouldn't say he's older. He's 27 years old. They're comparable in age. But that contract obviously goes until he's close to 36, 37 years old. Fernando Tatis Jr. is much younger than those guys. Got a 14-year deal at $330 million. Just some quick math tells you that a 6-year offer to Trey Turner in that market, which was set after Turner, but tells you what those other guys got, meaning what he should have been offered, mm-hmm. what it would have taken probably, that's about half of what he should have signed for. $34 million a year is what Lindor is making. He's better than Lindor. So let's just say he took the same money before Lindor did it. That's $200-plus million.
Yeah, let's start at 6 for $200. Let's start there.
Heyman is saying he was offered 6 and $100 mil. Again, I reached out someone with the Nationals to see, is this a thing? Is this actually the offer? I haven't heard back on that, but I will just tell you, if that was the offer, that's outrageously low. It's an outrage, actually. I mean, that is a laughable, oh, that's cute. That's really funny. Who do you think I am? Ian Desmond 9 years ago? Is that's who you think I am?
Yeah.
I'm the second best player in baseball over the last two seasons, bro. Call me with a real offer when you have one. And if they never came back to him, it tells you that they just had no interest in paying him, which is, in and of itself, a big problem. We'll see if the Nationals comment on that Heyman report at any point in the coming days. Number three in our 5 at 5, let's go to the NBA. Quiet so far, for the most part, on the Wizards front and free agency. The one big story is that they are tracking Spencer Dinwiddie. Sounds like they could be near a deal with him. I mean, you go back to 2019, he actually was averaging 20 points per game. They need a starting point guard. He could be their man.
6'10", that's strength.
Dinwiddie, a chance for four.
Particularly in the postseason as well.
Dinwiddie, step back three, bullseye.
Does he become a 20-10-10?
That would be Hall of Fame worthy.
Dinwiddie puts it down.
He's pretty good. He's not great. $20 million a year for 3 years with a sign-and-trade type situation, and it's complicated for Brooklyn. They're going to take on an enormous luxury tax bill, but they don't care. They print their own money. This looks like your new starting point guard. Coming off an ACL injury that cost him his entire 2020/21 season, he's better than Aaron Holiday. He's better than Howell Neto. But what does that really mean? Not a great shooter. I think he's a pretty good defender, not a great distributor. He's fine, but this fast and furious frenzy that is the NBA free agent market, Lonzo Ball's gone in a snap. There's not like a ton of options for point guard upgrades. They couldn't get one in the draft necessarily. So this is kind of the best of the rest. It's sort of what you're stuck with. And it's not a terribly exciting signing, but it is a mild upgrade, but it sort of gets you into that same Wizards deal where they're better than they were, but is that enough?
Yeah, this past year, you just wiped that away. He played three games. You go back two seasons ago when he was a 21-point-per-game guy. He averaged 7 assists. That's a dramatic upgrade over what they've had. They don't want to pay Ish Smith, which I understand. This is a better player. The whole thing is just they're building around Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I don't know if they're just asking Beal, okay, here are our options. Who do you like best? We'll start negotiating. All right, make a phone call. What do you like here? But that's basically what you have to do to appease, as we were just talking about,
yep.
making players happy. Keeping guys happy, keeping them willing to be in your organization, is they've got to be on board. So I would imagine he'd be excited to work with Dinwiddie. And it would be at least a sign that they didn't strike out in free agency. I mean, supposedly like DeMar DeRozan was a guy that they might do some kind of trade for and were flirting with or interested in.
He's going to Chicago, looks like.
He's on his way to the Bulls now. So you need to make a move. You got to do something. By the way, this happens a lot, it seems like, with them. They get the big money and the flexibility occasionally, and we're like, oh, they can actually make some moves now. And then they just kind of have to give their money to someone. Remember that?
A lot of Andrew Nicholson's contracts in there. You got to trade a first round to get out of that deal. Oh, yeah.
Because Kevin Durant was the guy that was coming, and they saved up all that money. And
we want Al Horford.
Ended up with Jan Mahimi. For him. And it ended up being like, oh, well, we got to pay someone so Mahimi can make way too much money. Number four in our 5 at 5, the Washington football team. Vaccination rate climbing. This is a big deal. We've been talking about the fact that they had the lowest rate in the league. Ron Rivera on our show at the podium pleading essentially publicly with his guys to get vaccinated because he's immunocompromised. Seems like it worked. They're up to 29th out of 32 teams in current vax rate and way higher when you consider guys who have at least one shot. They're at 84% nearing the threshold to hit protocol so that they can live a loosened lifestyle.
There are big names on this roster that presumably don't want to get the vaccines. They've been holdouts so far of doing so, and Rivera's acknowledged that, you know, look, there are going to be some guys who just don't get it. So, you know, if this percentage goes from 84 to, let's say, 95%, and then they make a bunch of cuts and it goes back to around the 80s, depending, that could be possible. But the thing is just to have a threshold to where outbreaks don't sideline a position group. Like, you look at what's happening with the Minnesota Vikings right now, where all their quarterbacks are pretty much on the shelf. That's what Rivera doesn't want to happen. And, you know, the more guys that get vaccinated, the better chances there are of preventing something like that happening.
It's Matt Parris, who joined us previously on the Grant and Danny program. Hit the rewind button right there on your Odyssey app to check out anything else that you might have missed. The key thing again here is what happens if there's a positive test, right? The Minnesota Vikings example is perfect. What I kept hoping was when it came to the Washington football team, and again, I was wrong. I didn't think we'd get to this percentage, so egg on my face. But what happens is somebody tests positive. In all likelihood, honestly, that Kellen Mond's going to be fine. He tested positive, right? Well, anybody who's in the room, now if you're unvaccinated, you got all this probation you got to do. You got to sit out for a while. Even though you did nothing wrong, you took every precaution. That's the thing that we're talking about here. If this happens on a Thursday, on a Friday, and you are in the unvaccinated crew, let's say for the sake of argument, I don't know, the fifth defensive tackle who's barely on the rosters in a defensive tackle meeting, he tests positive. If everyone else in there is unvaccinated, you're missing Sunday's game. And you might miss the next week's game, depending on how the cascade of tests go. If you're vaccinated, you avoid that. That's the massive thing here. That's what we care about on this radio program where we talk about sports.
So I've also come to, and I don't know if this will end up being proven accurate or not, but I've come to a realization, the opinion that I think there are going to be more cases probably for a lot of teams this coming season than there were last season. And I credit Washington as an example. They did an unbelievable, amazing job. They basically had no cases. Now, here's why I think that. This is my working theory. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what I don't know. I'm just a fat guy on the radio. But it does sound like this variant, I don't even like using that word because then you become the guy who knows too much and overtalks about COVID. But this variant might be more contagious is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay? That's number one.
That's
number
two,
last year, this is more important. Last year, the world was shut down during the NFL season. America was shut down. Mm-hmm. So players were coming to and from practice and they were masked up and they were, you know, living in this heightened sense of fear of COVID and not wanting to get it, not wanting to miss time. But they were able to do it at a time where no one was at restaurants and you weren't interacting with many people. The country's wide open now. People are just living.
Yeah.
So you've got a potentially more contagious variant with more human interaction than you had last year. I add those two things up and I say, there's going to be more cases.
It's pretty good working theory, if I'm honest.
If there are more cases and you are being, I'll use this word, punished by the NFL for not being vaccinated, where Kirk Cousins, you weren't vaccinated, doesn't sound like. You were just in the room with Kellen Mond and now you have to leave your team for several days. There will be catastrophic position group unavailability this year. I really believe that. And so the whole goal should be to avoid that as best as possible. And this is good news that Washington has taken a step toward that. Number five, Tom Brady. Another birthday. Another trip for him into the trek toward 50, baby. He is 44 years old. Last season, touchdown Tommy, 40 scores and 12 picks, another Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's amazing the fire that burns in him that makes him do this. And, you know, there's nobody out there competing any harder than him. So, yeah, it's awesome. You know, we'll throw him a bone and give him a day off.
First of all, Bruce Arians is great. Second of all, 44 years old. We should be every week or so, every other week, whatever, however often you want to do it, we should talk about the fact that a 43-year-old threw for 40 touchdowns and won the Super Bowl last year. And then whatever he does this year. I mean, to me, getting out of bed and stretching without blowing something out, making it through NFL practices, jogging without having back spasms. He's still playing at a really high level. He's not the best quarterback in the league right now. He's probably not even second or third. He's still a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback at age 44. That is insane. That's all I have.
I don't think about that enough.
We should think about it all the time.
It's one of those things where you throw out there, you're like, Tom Brady's 43 now. But until you really stop and consider, like, just walking upstairs at the end of the night after carrying my kids around all day is exhausting.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. I'm 33. I feel so old every day. 33 going on 100. He's 44.
I demonstrated to a youth baseball player 3 days ago. This is how you field a ground ball. You bend your knees and you get your butt down and put your glove on the ground. I just demonstrated it. My groins are still sore 3 days later.
Groins plural?
Both groins.
Both groins?
Both groins. My right one and my left one. Still sore and stiff and I have trouble walking. 3 days later, I'm younger than Tom Brady.
He's younger. 44.
He's 44 years old. We should talk about it every day.
It's just insane.
It's insane.
Grant and Danny's 5 at 5 every day, right at 5 o'clock. And there you go, your dose of stories we care about today. Next, there is a Washington football team bust who might be back in the league in the division. I'm going to tell you who next. Plus, I want to get into with you, Danny, the chances for the Washington football team to upgrade at right tackle after cutting Morgan Moses. There are major questions, apparently, at camp about how the right tackles are faring after they cut a guy who was good. We got to tackle that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't even make this up. Like, it would be just a funny thing that someone said if I was doing shtick. I got to work today, and first thing I do is I put my water bottle, my book bag down.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the bathroom, and I walk into the bathroom, and Cody, who's one of the producers on the midday show,
mm-hmm.
is like washing out his eye as if he's in some science class and he just got something in it, and there's like some kit.
You do the eye flush thing, yeah, right. If it goes through your goggles.
Like, what are you doing? He goes, fruit fly flew into my eye. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's today.
Cool. And then I just kept walking and got to the studio, and I sat down, and within 2 minutes I realized today's the day. Today is the peak fruit fly day. August 3rd, 2021, about a month into fruit fly season?
Gate?
Fruit fly, whatever this is.
The takeover?
The fruit fly experience.
Today, I saw fruit fly doing Instagram Live in your chair while you were getting up a minute ago.
Today is the day. I got one up the nose during that last segment. But this has been, in my opinion, I don't know if you'd agree or not, where I'm sitting over here in this corner of the room. This has been the worst day we've had yet with fruit flies.
I have had worse days in this chair than I've had today. I'm not saying today's good. But I've had.
Do you see all of the ones?
Yeah. That are right now? But I was gonna say I see them. It's like
there are three.
Yeah.
That are either on me or within 6 inches of my face right now.
It's like we've kind of got all the things. There's lines of demarcation between us, so it's like your side of the whatever you want to call it of the area.
A studio.
And then mine. Yeah.
Looking for studio.
But I'm thinking of like a. It's like a. But I'm trying to draw an analogy. But like East and West Germany. Like you're over there in East Germany and it's bad. Here in West Germany, it's not bad, but it's not good either. Like, East Germany, where you are, is awful. There's so much problem, so many problems. It's all gross. I could see them, all the reflection on your glasses. It looks like there's two of them sometimes. I could see them landing on your microphone area, and I see them, like, they eventually, sometimes they come over by where the phones are. They landed on this One Thing mug from Entercom, which is now Odyssey, so this One Thing mug is a collector's item. So I've had a couple incidents where they've crossed the border, but for the most part, they're in East Germany.
There are a lot of them
there's
over
so many,
in East
man.
Germany. All I can tell you is, Ryan says, do you need a napkin so that you can get that fruit fly out? I said, nope, I already got it. If anyone thought I was picking my nose, I wasn't. I was just digging out a fruit fly. It's all the same, though, when that fruit fly comes out on your
something
finger.
Up there needs to come out. We've all been there.
What do you want me to do? Guess who might be back in the NFL? Josh Doctson. Now, I shouldn't
here you go, Josh.
Necessarily celebrate his return yet because he actually be signed, and he hasn't yet. He has just worked out for the New York Giants. But the only thing that would be better than Josh Doctson being back in the NFL is if Josh Doctson signed with the New York Giants in the division and we got to see him not catching passes. How fun would that be?
It would be fun until, of course, he catches a ball against Washington. But anything other than that would be hilarious.
But the chances that he caught a ball against Washington would be very, very
slim. Wouldn't Devin Thomas make a couple huge plays and basically single-handedly beat the Redskins at the time in a later year?
Now, I could be making this memory up. I've known to do that in the past. I think Devin Thomas blocked a punt against us.
I think that's what happened for the Giants, if memory serves, right?
I don't think he caught passes that mattered. But yes, he was on the New York Giants. Yeah. And he blocked a punt against the Washington football team. I'm pretty sure that happened.
And he was also like a model in the offseason.
Well, he was
In videos.
A dancer in music videos.
Yeah.
But that was not in the offseason, unfortunately.
It was during the season.
I hate to correct you.
Oh, no.
Those videos often came out like on Thursdays
Did
between
they?
Games.
Shot it on Tuesday during their off day. That's good.
Weird that it didn't all work out.
Yeah, I don't miss him. But
Josh Doctison, by the way, 6'2", 210, looks great in a uniform. So I remember first time I saw him in a uniform, I was like, this is it. This is the dream. This is the whole goal. I know exactly what we're going to do with this guy. We're going to throw 50-50 balls until the cows come home, and he's going to come down and catch those passes and make everyone look good. And then the Chiefs game happened when they had this unbelievable drive at the end of the game. Kirk Cousins throws a seed to the back corner of the end zone, but he's a loser, though, and can never win the game, though, because he put the ball perfectly in Josh Doctison's hands on Monday Night Football to beat the Chiefs. And Doctison fell down, and the ball came out
like
of his
hand. He's got it. Then he hits the ground, and then he doesn't have it.
And the quarterback lost the game, though.
Though.
There's no jump balls. There's no 50-50 balls.
You know who doesn't get separation is Josh Doctison.
It's true.
It's easy. A lot of times in football, what you want for a receiver is to get away from a defender.
Who was the caller we had the one time? Was it Walter and Alexandria?
Hello, sir.
Was like, I want the receiver to catch the ball.
Yes.
It's like, the problem is their receivers don't often do that. It's like, Walter, you are spot
so
on.
Salient, sir. So a lot of guys will be what's called open, and they'll have they get away from the defensive player. It's very easy for the defensive player to go wherever Josh Doctison goes.
Hold on.
You follow me there? I know it's complicated. A lot of industry jargon there.
Hold on. So he lines up,
yeah,
and then he ran somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and the DB was not near him?
No, very close. Close proximity, always.
The DP was close to him.
They have lots of phrases that they use. Some commentators will say he was draped all over him.
Okay.
He was tight in coverage. These are just industry terms, meaning that Doctison was not open.
Interesting.
Not open.
But my favorite thing is that was okay, remember. We were told over and over again.
Totally.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Because he's going to out-jump these guys.
Yes.
Like, he's the only wide receiver apparently ever where being open doesn't matter at all. Because fine. He's just going to outleap them. Show me more videos of practice where he's mossing a guy in the back of the end zone. All of those practice videos. He was the practice video guy, I think, before Terrell Pryor was the practice video guy. Who was first in the chronological order? It was Doctison.
Would have been him. It was Doctison first. Now, the thing that I still will never forgive, either him, and some of this isn't his fault, him and then the team. So remember the mystery foot injury? Where they just stopped trying to figure out what it was and just said, fine, just stop playing.
I'm going to assume they didn't stop trying to figure it out.
They did. They couldn't figure it out, and it was just tucked away in an article. It was deep down. You know, like how you tuck in blankets to get the nice tight feeling, like at a hotel room or something like that? It was like just this back corner of the story about Docs where they go, the team couldn't figure out what was wrong, so they just prescribed rest.
I'll go back to this Doctison thing in a second. When you go to a hotel and you lay down in that bed and they've got the sheets and the comforter all tucked underneath.
Yeah, like the Seinfeld episode, one tuck, tight. One no tuck, yeah.
Do your feet go down there, and now your feet are kind of stuck in there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep them tucked under and very tight, or do you pull them out from under and like loosen the whole bed?
So I can't pull it all the way out and then have the blankets be a free-for-all. I need some sort of structure in there. So I like a nice snug tuck, but I can't make it so that I'm pronating my foot forward in order to lay on my back. Does that make sense? Like I want to be able to have my toes up.
Yeah, you want to be able to have the Achilles.
Yeah.
That Landon Collins shredded on the bed.
Flush to the bed.
And the toes up to the ceiling.
Right. Because if you sleep with your toes pointed forward like you're trying to enter the water on a dive, you'll wake up in the morning and be all sorts of sore and out of sorts.
Charlie horses.
Yeah, everything's bad.
So I immediately pull all that stuff.
You just yank it?
Completely. I don't yank it typically. But what I'll do is I'll just pull all those things, you know, like right out from under the bed, and I'll make sure that at that point I can move around, my legs are free, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. I need a little bit of slack. A little bit, not a lot. I like the tuck because it feels like I'm on vacation. Feels like I'm in a special sleepaway place. I'm doing something cool.
I need freedom under that sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I need
to be
able to move. I can't be restricted in any way.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
But anyway, back to Josh Doctison. I just remember the phrase that used to annoy me the most with him was Sean McVay was big at using this term, not necessarily with him, but he said functional football speed, which means this guy's not fast, but when the game starts, he plays fast. Like his 40 time is not going to impress you. He runs, let's say, a 4.6, but he's got functional football speed. He's not going to get caught. People say this about Jerry Rice all the time. Jerry Rice did not have a great 40 time, but there's no video of Jerry Rice ever being caught from behind, right? Functional football speed. But that's also what you do to just disguise when guys are slow. And so in addition to saying, oh, it doesn't matter that he's never open, the beauty of him is that he's going to outjump everyone. The other thing people said about Josh Doctison was that he had unbelievable functional football speed. And like when the game starts and the lights come on, don't worry how slow it seems like everything seems in slow motion. And at least he also never talked to the media at any point.
Oh, he bothered me so much.
Like, I'm okay with you not talking to the media. Like, you can be good or you can be a lot to deal with. But you can't be unproductive and a lot to deal with. On that XY axis, those dots have to meet somewhere. If you're incredible and you're going to be a lot to deal with, cool. If you never make any plays and you're a lot to deal with,
Now we got something.
That doesn't work for me.
The one that just, again, partly not his fault, but we would hear sprinkled from the coaches.
Jeremy Sprinkled.
What we'd hear from the coaches.
Speaking of guys that were very frustrated.
Yeah, that I'm all good on him.
How many targets do we need before we know this guy has?
Can we put this in a different category, please?
No game. Just so gameless.
Well, one of those, this always has driven me nuts. About it happens in Washington. I'm sure it happens everywhere else, too. But I feel like it happens here a ton. Coaches be like, let me tell you about this guy. And all the media guys just are, you know, disseminating the information. They hear little private conversations. Hey, let me tell you something about Josh Doctson. This guy can really play. He can do it. He's a baller.
All these
different little nuggets. And so then I have to read about how good he is. If I never read a word about how good he is and how they should never have picked him, by the way, I was correct about that. They traded back and could have had Will Fuller, who's been hurt a lot, but at least is in the NFL and catches football passes. If I never read any of these words, I wouldn't despise him as much as I do. But because I did all that and I have to hear about how great he's going to be, and then when he's not great, then it means I don't think you know what you're doing.
So I'm part of the problem there. I remember having a conversation with Sean McVay on the phone like a day after the draft about the pick, and McVay was very high on him. He was very high on the pick. I think he was just excited because he's the OC and they got a weapon.
Oh, man.
So that's what happens, right? Yeah, Jay, I know. You get excited. It's like a delicious brownie that's waiting for you when you get home. I'm going to eat one tonight probably.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. I got to drive home. There's a brownie there. I'm going to
You don't know if he's got brownies or not, Coach.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
It's not at all. It's a reasonable thing to have a brownie at your house. I mean, I don't think I have any, but...
If he's saying it's ludicrous for me to have a brownie
because
of my physical situation currently, he might be right.
Yeah.
But that's the noise I'm going to make when I eat that. It's going to sound a lot like that. Anyway, Josh Doctison working out for the New York Giants. I hope he signs. I want good things for him. I want him to play like 57 snaps twice a year. Both times when the Washington football team is taking on the G-Men.
Dave Kettleman so desperate for guys that can't get open.
But he has functional football speed.
Functional football speed, everybody.
If they sign him, let's see if they go to that well. You're going to be like, listen, the 40 time's not going to wow you, but he's got functional football speed. And look, you're going to be seeing him in practice. He's not going to get open a lot, but that's okay. He goes up and he makes contested catches. That's
going to high point the friggin' football over here. He's been out of the league a couple years. Didn't get much action in Minnesota. That's a good receiving core over there.
Who's this guy?
I cover the Giants. Giants big guy.
You do you?
Big guy for the Giants. I cover the G-Man. That's what I do.
How long you been covering him?
20, 30 years. Just go up there, talk to the different guys. Me and Peter King on the same beat. New York Ledger. Star Ledger over here.
Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Obviously. 2 Super Bowls. How many you got?
0.
Yeah, that's right. That's why. That's why he's in your route. He's in your route, buddy. He threw it up there to David Tyree off the helmet that time. He threw that one ball that the guy caught. What's his name on the sideline? It was a good pass. We really remember what I'm talking about. It's a good pass.
Mario Manningham.
Yeah. Michigan.
I think it was him.
It was Manningham. From the shadow of his own end zone, that guy.
Washington might have a problem, Giants guy, at right tackle. We'll get into that next. You can't cut Morgan Moses.
Can't do it.
And then have questions about your right tackle spot. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At 6 o'clock, what's the NFL going to do about Deshaun Watson? Watson is not participating today in Texans practice. He is essentially right now their fourth quarterback, yet he's eligible to play. He's not on any exempt lists. The Texans are choosing to hold him out. And it seems like they're waiting for guidance from the NFL, and they want the league to step in and do something.
NFL's taking its time.
The league is not doing that. So are they just going to deactivate him? Are they just going to keep him away from the program? Is he just going to be there all season? And then next offseason, they'll trade him? Well, we'll try to get into that in just a few at the top of the hour here on The Fan. Well, welcome back to G&D. Appreciate you guys listening. In Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, all over DC on 106.7. Remember to take us with you with the Odyssey app. It was radio.com. It's a great app. Make sure you download it. You can listen on the go, coast to coast. Danny, right tackle was a position for many years you haven't had to worry about. Morgan Moses was the starter. Since being drafted out of the University of Virginia, had a rough first season, but in year two, came into his own as a starter for the Washington football team. And since then, he has started every single game, dating back to 2015, for this club. They decided, very surprisingly, to release him this offseason, and at least some of the reporters at training camp are now saying the right tackle spot seems like a bit of a question mark.
So our own J.P. Finley wrote this for Embassy Sports Washington, and I honed in on it because I made the point at the time that they got rid of Morgan Moses that shouldn't have done that right now. That doesn't make sense right now. If later on your second-round pick turns out great or Cornelius Lucas turns out great, then you have an extra asset. Maybe you could trade. There's a lot of things you can do. There was no reason to rush to do that, and that was a mistake then, and I think it's a mistake now. But J.P. Finley wrote this, that Sam Cosmin at this point has struggled. Cornelius Lucas was on COVID protocol. Now, that's not this is still August. No preseason games have been played. No, you know, rosters have been finalized or otherwise. But it's not the craziest thing in the world that a right tackle coming into the league that's not a first rounder might struggle. You know who else did? Morgan Moses did, and he turned himself into a good player. So maybe Sam Cosmi is the answer for the future. I hope he is, by the way. That means things work out. Cornelius Lucas, I thought, did an admirable job filling in at left tackle, but he's been more of a swing tackle in his career, kind of your sixth offensive lineman. Is he ready to start 16 weeks, 17 weeks now? I don't know. They got rid of depth when they didn't have to, and it's a guy that everybody likes. It's a guy that universally has answered the bell each and every week and gone through an awful lot to do it. He's played injured, he's played banged up, and he's been great. Now, let me back that up. Hasn't been great. He's been good. And people complain about him because he's not a superstar. That's the wrong way to look at it. You have an adequate player at that position that doesn't cost a ton that you got rid of prematurely. I think it was a mistake then, and articles like this just kind of remind me. Again, nothing set in stone. Cosby may turn into a superstar. I'll never think about it again. You didn't have to do it when you did it, and that's what bothers me.
You have to be right when you cut a guy that doesn't need to be cut. By the way, they didn't need that money. What was the actual benefit to releasing Morgan Moses? Mm-hmm. Why did you release Morgan Moses? You didn't need to. You wanted to. You made the choice to. Okay, fine. No problem. You're allowed to do that. But when you do something that is not based on financial necessity, when you do something you don't have to do and you want to do it, and it's something that has been a strength, it's something that has been reliable, it's an area of the ball club that you wouldn't have had to think about or worry about. And oh, by the way, let's say he was up and down with his health, with his performance. He's going to be a tremendous asset in the locker room. He's going to be a leader. He's one of the guys that, you know, your players respect and love. You have to be right. Sam Cosmi needs to be able to play quickly. Cornelius Lucas, you're kicking over from the left side to right tackle, unavailable right now, has to play well when he plays. If it's Sadiq Charles who makes the team and starts a tackle, fine. He has to play well. They did a lot of things that we loved, a lot of things that were smart this offseason. This was one of the head scratchers. This was one of the big question marks. Why did they do this? Is there something we don't know? Is there some weird thing going on that we're not privy to? It was just kind of one of those weird, questionable decisions. You're allowed to make them, but you better be right.
Gotta be right. He's not a Rivera guy, so he's gone. Seems strange.
And so far in camp, you're getting a couple of guys who are not performing at the level or not available that maybe you'd like. Grant and Danny on the Fan will go around the NFL next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We'll go around the NFL on Grant and Danny in just a few. Plus, we'll spin the NFL team wheel before we get out of here tonight. Taking you up to 6:25, Nats pregame. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler standing by to call tonight's Nats game with the Phillies. The Nationals were on the precipice of being 3-1 since their sell-off, until their bullpen melted down last night. It's going to be really hard for them to maintain leads, Danny, because they traded their setup man, Dan Hudson, their closer, Brad Hand. They just sent Wander Suero down. They're using several guys who have been in AAA and some relievers, frankly, in bigger roles than they were anticipating this year. So protecting leads is about to be a big challenge. But they were almost 3-1.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Since they moved everyone that mattered.
I think there's been 4 blown saves in the last week plus. Brad Hand has a couple of those, by the way, and he's now doing it for Toronto.
Five.
Was it 5?
They'd be within a game and a half if they didn't.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So I wonder if it's a different conversation. I don't know.
5 games where they've had a lead. And that's not even, you could have a blown save statistically.
In the 6th.
Quirky in the 7th inning. Like they've had leads, I'm pretty sure, in the 8th and 9th inning now that have been blown 5 times in the last 10 days or so. And they'd be a game and a half back in the division. The whole franchise's future would be different. Turner would still be here. Scherzer would still be here. And they'd be knocking on the door of maybe making a playoff run. The Mets, by the way, found out Jacob DeGrom's not coming back anytime soon. So nobody wants to win this division. And this division's a complete joke. Real quick before we get to our NFL stuff we wanted to hit on. I just saw this story out of Florida. A man's facing charges because someone asked someone in a store that was too close to them in line to move back, essentially. And instead of doing it, the guy just swung and punched someone in the face.
Oh. It's a quick escalation.
It is. It very much is. Where are you at on this? Like, I'm not engaging with anyone on anything right now. Like, these people that are screaming at people at stores
because
they're
just
too
not
close
doing it.
Or they're not in a mask or whatever. Man punched in head at a gas station after asking person behind him in line to back up. You can't pay me. Like, if someone's standing on the backs of my shoes.
Like, breathing on the back of my neck.
You punked me. I guess I'm the loser here. Just a push me around. I'm not doing that. I don't know who's crazy. I don't know who's not. I'm not going to engage with strangers in public during any of this.
So even pre this, I'm here to avoid some confrontation.
I'm a big avoid confrontation guy, but I mean there is a threshold in normal life where I would say, "Hey man, can you leave me alone?
Would you not breathe on my neck, sir?" But now after the last year plus,
I'm just not.
And you know, you just have to refresh WashingtonPost.com and you see your latest headline, you know, and none of it's good, and there's no place where we're all immune. So I'm not bothering anybody, man.
Things speed up on you quickly, though. So I was at a Nats game on maybe Friday night, and the guy sitting behind me was an absolute goose. Mm-hmm. Just a complete and utter goose.
Like annoying or, I'm trying to quantify it.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you. So every time someone would walk down the aisle during the game, he would, at first it was just, oh, this guy just walked past. I missed the pitch. Oh, it was that. That was like in the first inning.
Okay.
By the way, the Cubs just traded everyone. The Nats just traded everyone. Neither of these teams is going anywhere. I need you to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that was the first inning. By the fourth inning, he's legitimately, there was a kid, like a 12-year-old, maybe younger kid, this boy like holding chicken tenders, like walking down the aisle. And he like jumped out. He's like, stay put, stay put. And he like puts his arm out, like, don't move. Don't block me. Wait till the play. And I'm like, this guy is a crazy person.
What a maniac.
Now, what I ended up summing him up as to the person I was sitting with, I was like, this is the guy who would take a ball from a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
And I just couldn't believe it. And a couple times, it got to a point.
You did kind of the side turnaround?
Where I was just like, hey,
with
dude.
With a turn? Yeah.
We can hear you. Like, you're exhausting and annoying for everyone. You know, you're being completely obnoxious. But it was one of those things where I was like, if my people walk by and he does whatever that is and grabs one of them, I'm going to have to engage with this person.
Mm-hmm.
This is not me being a tough guy. I don't want to do that. The last thing I want to do in the world as someone with a tiny little bit of notoriety in this town is like to get into some back and forth at a game. You can't pay me enough to do that.
Coming up, a D.C. radio host engaged in fisticuffs in Section 109 at Nats Park tonight. We'll have the latest.
Nats in 4. Nats in
4. Yeah, Nats in 4 guy. You put him in a headlock and uppercutting him.
But anyway, he's like screaming at people.
Yeah, that's too much.
Just walking by, going to their seats. He's like, the game, the game. I mean, it was so much to deal with. And all I could think about was, my wife or my kid or whoever is going to walk by this guy, and he's going to reach out and grab them, and I'm going to have to say something.
Well, that's where it is for me.
I'm sure this person's going to be reasonable. Because that's what it should
what
be.
What if he was like, oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I didn't realize.
It should be this simple, though. He does something egregious. I say, hey, man, can you tone it down a notch? And as an adult, he goes, either sorry or no problem or screw you, and we go on with our night. Even if he just said bleep you. I've been told that before. No problem. I'll turn around and sit down. He's not going to do that.
No, he's not.
This is going to escalate.
He's an escalator. Yeah.
You're standing on steps, and they're moving going up to the next level. That's what this guy's going to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, this is terrible. This might happen tonight. I don't know. Like, this is going to be a bad situation.
Well, that's the line for me, honestly. For the most part, if somebody chirps me or says something, okay, man, 41. My mortgage payment's still due next month. You know what I mean? I'm driving a sensible car here.
When you're younger, though, when you're Ryan's age at 21, you almost can't get punked. You feel like, I'm not going to let this person punk me. Whatever that is, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's
not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I'm not.
I'm not that guy.
I have two kids, and I wear New Balances, okay? I ain't. There was a time in my life where maybe, just maybe, I cared a little bit about if everyone around me thought I got. I don't anymore. I care about having a job and putting food on the table and not getting in trouble.
Well, that's what it is. It's, for me, if wife and children are involved, again, not a tough guy thing, but now, okay, now I have to do something. I don't know what it is. I probably go just tell an usher, but like I'm not puffing up. I mean, I'm not capable of doing anything. I can't defend myself. But that's the only thing that now will raise my whatever that word is. You know what I mean? Whatever I'm looking for there. Like I'm not engaging with anybody. I probably just would have just privately grasped, may have tweeted about the guy, or like maybe even like taken a weird Instagram picture and be like, this is a horse's ass or something. If anybody knows him, tell him.
You never know who's sitting where, who's who. So yeah. I don't even bother with that. I just wanted to get through the night without him like reaching out and like stopping by like putting a hand on something. And then someone says something and now I'm somehow involved. That's what I don't want. I don't need any gnats in four moments. That I just want to go away as soon as possible. But the whole point of this story is there's no amount of money in the world at this point for you to get me to engage with someone. And like, you know, in college, and I was never like a tough guy. I'm not doing a tough guy routine. Like there was a time in my life where I just felt like the most important thing right now is that this person knows that what they're doing is unacceptable. And now the most important thing is to never engage with this person in any way. And
this
if they're
correct.
Going to do whatever they're doing until the end of time, that's fine. As long as in no way do I ever have to engage with them.
I think about how ridiculous my behavior was as a collegian. The number of fights that we got into as like, you know, some of the bigger kids on campus, basically, just beyond stupid. I mean, beyond compare of stupid. Like stupid, we left that in the rearview mirror 6,000 miles ago, and we're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, just in an ocean of stupidity. Some of the stuff that we did. Now, there's very little you could say to me. Again, wife and kids notwithstanding. So if they're not part
right.
of it.
It comes to a point where you have to play defense. It's, you know, if your family's involved.
Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty much, okay, I'll see you. I need to leave the situation. I have no idea.
Thanks for everything, gentlemen.
Really appreciate the convo. Good exchange of ideas. I sounds like I actually am that thing you said I was.
Right.
Probably. Take care. Can I get you guys something before I head out? Refill your beverage?
I just don't want to be the story. That's kind of the whole thing for me. Like, I was at a Nats game. It was you may have heard of it. It was a World Series game.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Was it NLCS or World Series? No, I don't completely remember. I think it was World Series.
Was it against the Cardinals?
Well,
where it was Nats in 4?
If I knew who they were playing, I could tell you if it was the NLCS or the World Series.
Because it was Nats in 4. That's why I was going to bring it up.
Nats in 4. But there was a guy like three rows behind me. And I felt bad.
And it was Juan Soto's dad. No, different story. Sorry.
And he knew who I was. Like, he said, but I kept, you know, standing up and clapping with two strikes and just doing what you're supposed to do at a baseball game. And and I kind of went in that night going, I'm not going to play this whole no one around me, Matt. Like, I'm at a World Series game. I dropped $1,600 on four seats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand up with two strikes and two outs. I'm going to cheer at the moments I'm supposed to, whatever. And most of the people around me were doing the same. But there was this guy, like a couple rows behind me, who's like, hey, Grant, hey, Grant. And I knew because he called me Grant. He knew who I was. I don't know this person. And I turn around thinking he's like going to be like, oh, here comes Fernando Rodney. He sucks or whatever. And he's like, stop standing up. You know, or said, you know, something along the lines of like, sit down so we can see.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, I got a choice right now. This guy, maybe a listener, whatever, is going to think I'm a you-know-what for the rest of my life, which I try not to.
I don't listen to that Grant Paulson because he stood up during a World Series game.
Right. And I'm like, you know, I don't care what this guy thinks right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I got a baseball game to win. The good guys are up 2-0 in the World Series. So I'm just going to do the thing that I'm supposed to do. And mm-hmm. if you want to sit there calmly on your hands, you do that. And next World Series, maybe I'll... No, I'm being told there might not be another one. I'm going to do this.
Well, you get so a lot of them, don't you?
I just continue to live my life. And my concern was, and I could hear him like, you know, huffing and puffing
chirping.
By me.
Yeah.
Oh, this, like the rest of the time. Now, I can't do it tonight. In May against the Mets, if you want to sit there and you don't want me to stand up when I'm supposed to stand up, I'll do that. But in a World Series, I'm going to stand up. For all I know, the guy's listening right now. I hope you know I'm not a jerk. You just tried to ruin my time when I spend a lot of money. And I just wasn't going to let you do
but
that.
But here's what I'll say.
And he'd say, you ruined my time. And I'd say, no, I didn't. I did what I was supposed to do. You didn't do it. You were supposed to do it.
You need
up.
To act accordingly. It's a World Series.
That's where I'm at on that.
I'm right there.
Dave is in Woodbridge. What's up, Dave? How are you?
You guys got me laughing, you know, becoming an adult. I got a wife and kids and, you know, try to de-escalate things. You talk about people standing in front of you. So the first concert I ever took my kids to was like a Taylor Swift concert. And my kids were little. They're like 6 and 8. And, of course, there's, you know, people in front of me in their 20s standing and dancing. My kids can't see. And I've got to be the jerk to say something and get mean faces the rest of the concert. But where I was kind of going with this, talking to you guys, you know, took my call. You know, I'm an old PG County boy, and certain things still get me. You know, somebody bumping into me, this or that. And I'm older than y'all. I'm 51. I'm old friendly high school guy. I'm still going to come at you. I can't help it.
What?
I try not to. I can't help it, man.
So, like, let's say we're in public. Hold on. Let's say we're in public, and I inadvertently bump into you. Like, I'm looking in a different direction. I'm just trying to get by. I bump into you. Strongly enough that your beer doesn't spill, but it sloshes, and a little bit goes on your hand. Are you going to turn and swing on me?
Yeah, I'm going to say something.
Say something is fine.
I'm not going to say I'm swinging, but if it's a little more than an accident, I'm coming at you, especially if I'm drinking. But if my wife is there, she's going to, you know, I'll get the evil eye, and, you know, I'll try to behave myself.
Yeah, she calms you down a little bit. That's the part I'm not looking forward to, though, is with me, say whatever you want. Do whatever you want. But I can already see, like, if my daughter is 4 and I got some moron next to me who's mm-hmm. cursing up a storm and screaming and being a complete idiot, do I say something? Like, I'm already pre-worried about that 5 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you got to say, hey, man, I got a kid here. And that guy doesn't. Ryan and his friends don't care about that.
It's not my fault that you got a kid.
Yeah, good for you, man. We don't. Which is fine if that's the interaction. But it's not the end. You're dealing with people. If you don't have enough social grace mm-hmm. that when there's a 5-year-old adorable child next to you, not to yell awful things, you probably don't have enough decorum to have that interaction either. So it doesn't just end with that. You know, it ends with you getting a beer poured on your head.
Yeah, there are things that people will tolerate. We'll tolerate any, like, a lot of things. Like, our threshold for certain activities in certain circumstances is remarkable. Human beings are resilient. Human beings are tough. Human beings can overcome an awful lot. There's also a different category where human beings won't tolerate a single thread, not even a microfiber. Being shushed. Like, people would rather be stabbed than shushed. Yeah. Like, if you're in a movie theater talking, and shh, no! I won't be shushed. Please be quiet. It's a movie theater. We're trying to watch the movie. People cannot stand being told to be quiet. And that's kind of what you're talking about. Like, if your behavior is being checked, now your ego, it checks
ego.
All the boxes.
That's
your ego's hurt. You're embarrassed. So now you got to puff up even more. Yeah. There's no upside to it.
I remember being angry because I don't know how old I would have been. This is a long time ago, but I was at a movie theater and I took out my phone. This was, I think, during previews probably. And, like, checked my phone, you know, the light pops on or whatever. And there was a guy a couple seats over that's like, turn your phone off, or something, like immediately. He's like, turn your phone off, idiot. And I'm just like, I remember being like, what? And like, we have this exchange where like, I'm now the old guy that would be telling him to turn the phone off. But that's another one. If you're paying $77 for three movie tickets in some recliner seating with popcorn that cost you another $40 and sodas that cost you another $30, and you got to sit next to some goofball who keeps texting people, and that was me 12 years ago, I don't want to be next to me 12 years ago.
Yeah, but during the coming attractions, when it's like in a
world.
But
I'm saying there is a guy out there when you're going to take your kid to a movie who's just texting in the culminating scene.
Super annoying.
You going to say something to him? My point is I'm not saying anything because that person doesn't get how life works.
What was the name of the Clint Eastwood movie that was super terrible? Gran Torino.
I didn't think it was terrible. I liked it.
I hated it. I thought it was just so dumb.
He walks up, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it.
Don't.
8 years.
Skip it.
10. He walks up to the house at the end to get his like lighter and he just gets 86 holes blown through him.
So there was a dude, there was a get I know what's happening dude, who didn't, by the way, hadn't seen the movie, but watching with a bunch of friends, and this guy kept being like, whatever was about to happen. But at the culminating scene, he goes, he's got a gun! He didn't. The whole point was a ruse, and he was going to frame them for a crime. Right. And like, we're just like, this guy ruined our movie experience. It's probably part of why I hate the movie so much. It's because this horse's ass up there was talking the entire time. And so I was going to let it go and like never think about it. And my buddy, of course, way more confrontational than me. Like, as soon as the guy walks by us outside of the theater, he was like, hey, did he have a gun there? Do you think you were right about that? And the guy's like, oh, you got a problem? You got a problem? You got a problem? Movie staff comes over, like, you know, the theater staff like separates us. And the guy's like stalking around outside waiting for us because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed both that he got his prediction wrong and that he was called out.
So much you got a problem, by the way.
Good problem?
Ricky's in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ricky?
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Dude.
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, the reason I was calling is I got an interesting story. Me and my brother, we had season tickets about 12 years until we decided, hey, we can't give Dan another penny. Even though we had great seats, 35-yard line, 20 rows back. Got an interesting story. There's many, but, you know, you got only a few-hour show. So I'll keep it short here. It was a Cowboys game. Can't remember what year, but we were winning, and they were happy we were standing up, right? Which is understandable. But he didn't have kids. It was him and his buddy. I understand you pay a good penny to go to a Redskins game. I don't know why anymore these days, but that's another discussion. But point is, so it got to the point where he started to threaten to stab my brother, where he said he had a knife on him and was going to stab him if we kept standing up. That's how bad it got.
And
it's not
you,
good.
Did you stay sitting down at that point?
No. We actually stood up the entire time after that. We don't take threats. We take them, you know, serious, but honestly, we called guys bluff anyways. My brother gets kicked out because, honestly, we look like the aggressors, but they don't know what was said previously, right? Which is the first step of, you know, something that can go very, very, very downhill quickly.
Well, all I know is in that situation, I'm just going to sit down because it's probably not worth it to me. I don't want to find out if
what if you're wrong?
I just don't want to guess. And again, there's someone listening going like, oh, you're a B. Cool.
That's awesome.
Fine. I ain't trying to impress you, bro. I'm 33. I got two kids. Call me what you want. I just need to get home at the end of the night. It ain't worth it to me. For you to feel like I'm cool. When I was 7, we used to debate whose dad could beat who up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course we did.
In high school, we'd be like, all right, if you fought Jeff right now, who would win? If someone said Jeff, I'd have been pissed. Let's fight, Jeff. Let's see.
Let's settle this now.
I don't care anymore. This is not, what's the show where everyone bangs everyone all the time with the weird music and they do duels?
Love Island.
No, it's a show. There's just constant
American
sex.
Gladiators. Oh no,
HBO.
Game of Thrones.
No, it's redheaded British girl. It's like
Mayor of Easttown.
God, I hate
Sex and the City. I'm trying to think of HBO shows.
You're doing a joke.
I'm not. Okay, I don't know what show you're talking about.
Popular during the pandemic. There's a couple.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
They do the sex stuff. It's music, it's pianos, it's like...
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
It was not on HBO. That's what threw me. You said HBO. It's a Netflix show.
Oh, whatever.
Don't whatever me. You let me down this other path.
I apologize. Bridgerton.
They were doing the sex.
The point is, in Bridgerton, okay? In Bridgerton, this guy, like, stepped on a guy's shoe, and they're like, we have a duel tomorrow at 3.
It's for honor.
And if you don't show up, you have no honor, and I will kill you at once. And so, like, it's like someone steps on your shoe and you have to shoot each other. That's stupid.
You should take back the words you said about Elizabeth. That. You stepped on my shoe.
He's like, you can't say no to a duel. We will kill each other over this. Like, this is the same amount of dumb to me. Don't stab me, please. If you think that I have no honor because I won't show up at 3, call me whatever you want. I'm just a guy who wants to go home and at some point eat a chocolate chip cookie. That's really what I want. and watch the Nats suck. That's all I'm looking for. A cookie and Andrew Stevenson going 0-for-3 with a sacrifice bunt. That's what I'm looking for. Somehow hit a bomb last night, by the way. Matt is in Dale City, says he's got a fix for the fruit flies. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Grant, Danny, thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
You got it.
So I got a hack. It's a little do-it-yourself. So get a bowl or a cup. Fill it with 1-to-1 ratio of liquid dish soap, like Dawn or anything, and white distilled vinegar. They'll be drawn to the smell, and then they'll get stuck because of the soap.
So I think that's similar to what the solution was inside those little red apples.
I agree that we
things
bought.
That we had.
But thank you, Matt. So
thanks,
we'll try.
Buddy.
All right, so dish soap and vinegar. Darius, let's coordinate for tomorrow. Let's see if we can up our game a little bit in our fight against the fruit flies. It's time to figure out what we learned today on Grant and Danny. What did we learn? Driven by your local Honda dealer, racing for a great deal on the Honda of your dreams during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Take advantage of the savings. See your local Honda dealer today. I learned that we will not be talking about Deshaun Watson and spinning the team wheel until tomorrow. That segment got away from us.
Did, a little bit.
But it was therapeutic. It felt good anyway. So that's what I learned. What'd you learn?
I learned that I'm in a tremendous mood. I am so happy. No more do I have to tune in. Watch Justin Kutcher and Drew Gooden try to explain to me why Ish Smith is actually good. He's playing for the Charlotte Hornets. Here you go! I still got to wash the cars in a sexy Ish Smith jersey. I'll do that. Happy to do it whenever you guys want to do it.
Maybe later this week.
Absolutely. No Ish Smith on the Wizards. Thrilled.
Attaboy. That's thrilled. What we learned today. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, Nationals baseball next. Thanks to Darius. Thanks to Ryan. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.